school will look very different in September than it did last year. More distance between students, mask on every face, and in some schools across the country, fewer police in the hallways. New England Public Radio's Ben James reports on efforts to rethink the role of police in schools in two western Massachusetts cities.
Get the police out of our schools now!
At a recent protest in Springfield, high school students demanded their district end its long-term relationship with the police department. Richard Paris Scott graduated last month from Commerce High.
There is no reason why an armed officer with a gun, a taser, a baton, and cuffs is walking around a high school cafeteria like he owns the place and no authority in the school itself can say anything about it.
School officers were charged with assault in two incidents in Springfield in 2018 and 19. But students and educators say their demand is not only about excessive force and police intimidation. It's also about the more than $1 million the city spends every year to keep cops in schools. Jacqueline Ferguson is a special education teacher at Springfield's John F. Kennedy Middle School.
Therapists, behavior specialists, teachers, right? We need money for our classrooms. We have so many different things that the money can go to versus going to police.
At a recent virtual town hall, student organizers brought their demands directly to Mayor Dominic Sarno.
Will you commit to phasing out armed police officers over the next 3 years until armed police officers are completely out of Springfield schools and replaced by unarmed school security staff?
No.
Can you
expand? Can we ask why not?
The proof's in the pudding. So you want a simple answer, you got a simple answer. No.
Sarno says the police presence is effective, pointing to rising achievement scores and reduced dropouts and suspensions. He says officers are there for safety, not to discipline students. But school committee member Denise Hurst says the decision on school policing isn't only up to Sarno.
That's not a decision that he gets to make unilaterally. That is a decision of the board.
Hurst says the city does need to re-examine the function of police in its schools. While she's heard from some students and families who formed positive relationships with school officers, she says district officials need to consider the effects of systemic racism.
Students of color are disproportionately engaged in their criminal justice system at a much higher rate than their white counterparts and at a younger age.
School districts in Denver and Seattle recently suspended their partnerships with police. The Chicago School Board narrowly voted to keep its contract with police intact. There's an urgency to the question of school policing that comes not only from the movement for Black Lives, but also from the challenge of reopening schools during a pandemic. The Massachusetts Teachers Association is tying a successful reopening to more robust anti-racist education, as well as reduced school policing. Mary Najimi is president of the MTA.
We are encouraging our local districts to really examine how they meet the emotional health and safety needs of students and reimagine the roles of police in schools.
In Northampton, the issue of school policing recently came to a head when the police chief decided to pull the city's one school resource officer out of the middle and high schools. That came after the city council cut the police budget by 10%. Not everyone in Northampton agrees with the officer's reassignment.
In such a time of uncertainty and chaos, the last thing we need to do is remove a wonderful community resource.
BJ Plant started an online petition requesting that Officer Joshua Wallace and his sidekick, an emotional support dog, be reinstated to Northampton schools.
I mean, we're well over 1,000 signatures now.
Plant says numerous kids have relied on Wallace, including her daughter, who graduated from the high school this year.
He comes and he talks to them. He brings down their anxiety levels. The presence of the dog itself is... it's phenomenal, like what kind of medicine the two of them together are.
But rising junior Kamini Waldman says those services shouldn't require a gun and a badge.
There's other ways we can get a therapy dog into the school.
Waldman, a member of the student union, says a frequent justification for having police in schools are mass shootings like the one in Parkland.
Maybe this isn't the right way to put it, but I don't have a minimal fear of a school shooting, right? I'm terrified.
Even with that terror, Waldman says restorative justice practices, anti-racist classrooms, and trained conflict mediators would all be a better fit for her school.
I think the want for a school resource officer really comes from a place of fear. And I think we have to do more than just be afraid. And I mean, I think students are the best voices for that, right? We live in this fear every single day, yet there's a good number of us who are campaigning to not have a school resource officer.
School committees in Northampton and in Springfield will deliberate on school policing during their July and August meetings. For New England Public Radio, I'm Ben James.